possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
If I said your ticket to the Masters is you have to eat an egg salad sandwich while you're there, you would do it.
If you say eat this egg salad full sandwich?
Full sandwich. You have to eat it while you're on the grounds at Augusta.
No, nope, not doing it.
Unbelievable.
It's Jeremy White and Joe DiBiase.
A whole sandwich?
Yeah.
A whole thing?
You'll probably never win tickets to the Masters in your life.
You know what else I'll never do is eat a full egg salad sandwich.
Jeremy White.
Put the tickets on the table so when we make the offer next year. Do it. I'll prove it. Anybody that wins the lottery,
no one's
come into
that.
The studio and make the offer. I'll prove it.
I won't do it. Joe DiBiase.
What if I made it for you and one other person?
Does the other person eat the sandwich?
No, only you have to eat the sandwich.
No.
Have some heart.
I'd love to do something that is easy for normal people and get to play Augusta. I could not physically do it.
Be a man.
You're listening to Jeremy and Joe on Western New York Sports Giant, WGR Sports Radio 550.
Hey, everybody. Happy Friday. No egg salad sandwiches in sight. We're on our way to a great weekend as a result. We've got lots to get to today. Jeremy and Joe. Joe's off today. He's got a big fantasy football 3-day. I think it's really on the one-day fantasy football event, but he's out because of fantasy football trips and stuff like that. So it's just me with Josh and Owen both here today as well. So no quad box potential, at least not until 9 o'clock. Nick Mendola's coming in studio at 9 o'clock. But do we have a try box? Is that all right? We do have the ability to do that on the YouTube feed. If you want to watch us, stream us, see us, you can do that, of course, every morning. Like and subscribe us on YouTube. Listen on the air or on the app or whatever. I don't know if anybody's tapping out the show in Morse code or anything like that. Like, however else we could broadcast, we'll add to it. We're on Twitch. I forgot about Twitch. Don't want to forget about Twitch. So, join us however you can. Coming up on the show today at 7 o'clock, just added to the list of guests. At 7 o'clock, Howard Simon's going to join us, in part to talk about Art Wander, who passed away. Howard has a piece up on our website at WGR550.com, remembering a Buffalo broadcasting legend, Art Wander, passed away at the age of 98. So we've got Howard to talk about, you know, James Cook and all that, but I felt it important to pay tribute to Art in the right way. I think I might have met him once or twice, but didn't have a whole lot of interaction with him. He, of course, is Buffalo sports radio and Buffalo radio royalty, legacy. So wanted to make sure we paid tribute the right way. Howard comes on at 7 to talk with us about that. At 8 o'clock, Sal will be here. on with us from Chicago, sales in Chicago, as the Bills practice against the Bears today. There's a joint practice, and it'll be good to see what comes out of that. Sal at 8. Scott Pianowski of Yahoo Sports at 8:30. Talk a little fantasy football. 9 o'clock, Nick Mendola, our old buddy here on the morning show. And we'll talk to Nick about whatever comes up in life, including a Premier League season preview, because the Premier League season begins today with Liverpool opening things up. And then tomorrow and Sunday, a full slate of games. So that's what's on the table for us today. If at any point you want to join us, 803-0550 is the phone number. I'd be happy to have you, because it's just me and Owen and Josh. No Joe today, so a little more space for you to get your thoughts in, to share what you'd like to share. Last night, my story on where I want to start today. My evening last night, I sat down and I watched an hour and 20 minutes of Brett Coleman on the Bills. And if you don't know who Brett Coleman is, he has previously been an underdog fantasy or a couple different spots, but he's got his own podcast called The Bootleg Podcast, and he goes through every single team, deep dives, what they are, what they can be, how they build, where their weaknesses are. Really, you know, bright football guy, great content on the Bootleg Football Podcast. And the Bills were finally up. Like, you know, every single team along the way, the Bills were up. And part of the reason I wanted to make sure I got into it and I watched it and took it all in is because, you know, we're here all the time, completely wrapped up in the Bills, and whether you want to say we're too close to them to take a zoom out view sometimes, that might be right, as we're hyper focused on a 3rd and 10 screen to Amari Cooper in the AFC Championship game, or whatever it might be. You know, someone else to zoom out and tell you how things are with your franchise. And, you know, there are a lot of people that do this. I think Brett Coleman's about as good as it gets. So he teases his is going to be released later in the day, and I finally see the video, and what's it titled? Now or Never. It's Now or Never. And this probably won't come as a surprise to anybody out there, but the entire thing, the whole Bills, here's what you're doing well, here's where you could have improvements, it was all about the Chiefs, right? So he even kind of apologized for it in this video. Like, you know, I'm sorry to make this so much about another team, but your entire existence is about another team. And I thought, yep, that sounds right. We know that. And watching the whole thing, it paints a picture of a franchise, of an organization that is in a great spot, is super successful, super good, should be and is the envy of dozens of other teams, but just has one team, of course, standing in its way. That one team is standing in the way. And I thought the title Now or Never was a little bit drastic because, you know, if it's not this year, then perhaps it's next year. The Bills here with this round of 5 contract extensions this offseason, a big conversation around that has been, well, here's your new core, right? Here's your new core. 5 guys extended. Allen's under contract. You've got other extensions that were done, like Spencer Brown. You know, you've got a core in place here, and you just spent a bunch of draft picks on the defense. You're hoping to, you know, find something there. It's kind of window number 2 for Josh Allen. The coordinator returns. The entire offense almost returns, except for a couple of different spots. But you've got continuity. You've got a schedule you like. You've got a season to commemorate your stadium. Like, whatever. Now or Never is what he titled it. And I thought maybe today what we would do is get into a good old-fashioned conversation about the two that are running the show. And every year this time of year, we get confident they're going to be good again. And that's got a lot of value. They're going to be good again. You know, knock on wood, as long as something crazy doesn't happen. They're going to be good again, and we know that. And we get to January, what's going to be the story? Can they beat the team that they don't beat? Can they beat all the teams in their way and finally deliver? Can they even get to a Super Bowl? But Now or Never from Brett Coleman as the YouTube thumbnail picture, and the entire conversation about it being Now or Never, about it being really Super Bowl or bust. Anything short of that will be a great season, but also disappointment, right? We're right back there. The Cook contract is the next step in, hey, it's all here for you. Nothing is going wrong. They're not missing their star running back who's sitting out due to a contract dispute. He's now in the fold. And everything is just, all right, let's see how it goes. The GM said it was the defense that's the problem. They try to bolster their defense through free agency and in the draft, and here we are. So the way that I wanted to ask this and get your thoughts on this at 803-0550 is, do you feel like you want to give the McBean team, McDermott and Bean, do you want to give them years and years and years, or are you starting to get to something else has to happen? So there has to be a Super Bowl appearance to want to keep things on the right track. These guys have undoubtedly kept things on the right track. They've built a great franchise. They built a great team. They built a team that, you know, Buffalo Bills fans are super proud of and would be for good reason. They drafted the franchise quarterback. They helped him develop into one of the most exciting players to watch in the league. There's an offense that puts up a million points. Like, they've got a lot going for them. And again, like, the tone of this hour and 20 minutes I watched, it was almost like, you know, the zoom out that I wanted was, yeah, everything you guys feel is legit. They built something great. But what stands in their way stands in their way. And that's how they'll be evaluated. There's a clip going around social media this morning from Mike Greenberg on ESPN listing off stats about Josh Allen as the best to never make it. And all the numbers about Allen, who, of course, has not yet played in a Super Bowl. And you could say the same about Lamar Jackson, of course. Like, those two guys are one and two. I like to lump them together here because they're both potential all-time greats that have not yet appeared in a Super Bowl. Allen has a legitimate case, I think, to be one of the 10 best quarterbacks to ever play, if not already, soon. And it will be defined by whether or not he gets to that game. Gets into that game, never mind wins that game. Get into that game. And mid-August, we're closing in on the regular season. We're closing in on the first game of the season where it's Baltimore, and we're going to talk one seed in week one because that's how hyper-focused we've had to be. So are you finding that you are someone? I know, like, the season hasn't played out yet, and that's the hardest part of this, but are you someone that thinks, I like the job McDermott and Bean have done, but I know I will have a breaking point too where I'm going to say maybe it should be somebody else. Maybe something should change. You know me, if you've listened to us, I've not gotten to that point at any point to here. And I almost want to acknowledge that if they had another season and it goes, however, the same, that it might not be the smart thing to do, but holding off the thought of being calm, not overreacting, holding off that idea, it gets tougher with each and every year. And every year from the draft until the start of the season, it's feeling they're going to be great. Every year from the start of the season to the end of the regular season, for the most part, they are great. Every once in a while, it gets interesting. They have to chase down another team in the division. New England once and Miami once, and every time they chase them down, and they win it. And here we are, it's January again, and it's like, well, the entire organization will be defined by whether or not they can win these next couple games and whether or not they have the answers, the personnel, the coaching calls to get over a team that knocks them out all the time. You know, one thing about Cincinnati, and when the Bills lost to Cincinnati, had they won that game, the Bills, and gone on to then lose to the Chiefs again, it wouldn't be a fancy little 4 out of 5. It'd be like, well, 5 in a row. And I guess, would that be any different? I'm not sure, but it would sure feel worse. It would sure feel worse. So do you have faith in the people around Allen putting it together as much as you ever did? Has it waned? Give me a call on that. 803-0550 and 1-888-550-2550. I think a good solid baseline, and that's probably where I am, is that they run things pretty well. They do a good job. They sign contracts to extend their own players. They keep the team flush with developed prospects. The player development program is pretty darn good. That's something Sal likes to key in a lot, is that they draft guys and the success stories. There's a lot for players that have not been super high picks. Not, you know, 15th overall, this guy ends up being good. Like, well, congratulations. You know, those guys are thought to be likely to be good. But the Bills have had fifths and sixths and fourths and contributors all up and down the draft board. They've generally made good, smart decisions ahead of time to extend their own. It's not an undefeated kind of record, but it's pretty close. And this season was about extending five of them and building that new core. And now it'll be week one. And, man, Baltimore. Baltimore looms. And if they win that game, we're going to be talking one seed at 11:15. The game goes fast, I guess. At 11:15 on opening night. But that's our life. Our life is that. And what's different this year that would really change their fate? You're talking about, I don't know, Cole Bishop? You're talking about TJ Sanders? And what is different if you get the same version of Allen, if you get the same offense? What is different? What will be the difference? It could just be the way that the cards fall. Next time they play in a game like that, they get the spot. That's how tiny these margins have gotten. It's almost comical how small the margin got last year. You know, had a couple where, you should have done this, and then this should have happened last year. It ends up being like, oh, spot. Or the tight end makes a catch, and you feel just great about your chances. So the margins have been small the whole time. They always get small and appear to be even smaller. 803-0550. 1-888-550-2550. JT writes in on the YouTube, look back at the 90s teams. Did we hold on to Marv too long? I think they need at least another year to develop these rookies and get a wide receiver next year. I wonder about the 90s and the Marv conversation. I was not here for it. And, you know, I'm sure that I know that it's been said. I've heard people say it about Marv, but anybody that doesn't win gets that said, right? Anybody that wins is the king. Or the queen, and anybody that falls just short, it's about what they did wrong. So get your calls in on this. Friday before the second preseason game, we've got plenty to get to. Howard, Sal, Scott Pianowski, Nick Mendola along the way. Jeremy and Joe here on WGR with Joe out today. We'll go to the phones. Start with Rick in Hamburg. Rick, good morning.
Oh, hello, Jeremy.
Hello, Rick.
Long-time listener, 16-time caller. Just wanted to talk about Josh Allen. I think sometimes it takes these guys to get a little Hollywood, like big time, to get over the hump. And if I recollecting, I don't think I've ever seen a Buffalo Bills player on a Snickers commercial. And I think that's really big time, because nothing's bigger than the Snickers out there. And I just wanted to tell you that it's really emotional for me with the Bills and everything, because if they could win a Super Bowl, I'll be really happy. I'm going to hang up and listen.
All right, Rick. Thanks. Sometimes I think about exactly that. This last episode of Hard Knocks was a little more fan-focused about the commitment and about the relationship between the fans and the team and what it would mean to win the whole thing. Sometimes if I think about it, really sit and think about what it would be like, I kind of feel the same as Rick. I end up getting gets dusty just thinking about it, really, really thinking about it. And this could be the year. I don't know if it's going to be because Josh is on a Snickers commercial. He's on a lot of commercials. He's in a lot of commercials. Is he in the most? Baker Mayfield had a run for a while where he's in a lot of commercials and people would say, Baker, how about more time on the field and less time in, you know, makeup chair? Josh is in, what do we got? Tostitos, or was Lay's, Snickers, the sleep gummies, the what else?
He's got to have a New Balance thing coming too, right?
Okay. He's everywhere.
Yeah, he's got a lot of stuff going on.
I should look for all his commercials, how many he's got. And Rick, 16-time caller, he hung up before I got a chance to ask the question. Have you chronicled that? Do you have put it in your media guide? We should have a media guide.
Yes.
You open it up, all the callers are profiled, how many times they've called in, last call. This is let's go to Rick in Hamburg. 4-time Chiefs post-game caller. Right. You know, like he gets it. It's when he gets in.
Yeah.
This is not a terrible idea. It might be a terrible idea.
It could be, but it also could be awesome.
Executable, maybe not.
That might be tough.
Bill in Buffalo, sorry. Hey, Bill, good morning.
Hey, Jeremy, good morning. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Pretty good. I guess the question I'm trying to refrain to is, I don't know, I grew up in the drought era, so it's just my whole life, that's all I was doing, is just trying to find any good I can for the team. You know, we had one of the best special teams in 2010. You know, that's all I could talk to my friends about.
I remember those days, Bill.
Ryan Lindell and, yeah, you know, so I kind of have just been, I don't know, just kind of in an idle mode, I guess, with this team, where, you know, I don't want to feel too invested because it's just a heartbreak. But then I look back at the old me and it's like, no, I love this team. I love everything that they're doing, the aura around the team. Being invested, learning what Ray Davis' favorite ice cream is, like all of them things combined, I think it's just a lot of us, I don't know, I think we forget about what we used to have here for such a long time that is it worth just sitting and constantly waiting and waiting and waiting for that Super Bowl? You know, which one's better, you know, yeah. Constantly being on the cusp or, you know, telling your friends that you got the best punter in the league.
Yeah. You know, Bill, this conversation, if you think about it, and what is the conversation we're having? Basically, like, hey, should the Bills be in a mode where if they fall short, something has to change? That's really it. Something big. And, of course, we know that the quarterback is not on the table and, of course, shouldn't be on the table. But if something doesn't change, or if they don't win, should there be a move to make moves? And I think you've got a lot that think about those days, those drought days, and think, well, I'm afraid. What if you changed it and it went the wrong direction? They do a lot of things right. And I think actually this version of the Bills that they have right now, I might not agree with like all the ways that they build their team. But if I go back to the Dable, Josh Allen Bills, that was talent scheme, boom, let's go rip it up. And when Brian Dable left, there was a lurch in the middle. It's funny when we do all this about changing coaches. I want to trace the arc with coordinators. Because from Dable to Dorsey to Bills said they wanted to be a thing, and they could not be that thing. Brady gets the job instead, and they can be the thing they want. What I mean by that is they've changed their stripes. They've changed the way they play to be, in their eyes, more dangerous. Like, there's been a change. As much as we say that the McDermott and Bean era has this many years, eventually you got to change something. About 2 years ago, they changed. They changed the way they play offense. They changed their offensive structure, and turnovers came way down. And could that be sustainable? Like, we'll find out over time. But they have changed. And the execution of the plan for Brady and the offense that they wanted to build, whether that's Bean leading Brady or McDermott having input or everybody down there having input, they put together the everybody eats offense and the run, the smash mouth, we're going to beat you up with a great offensive line and a great quarterback, and that's all we really need. Outside of that, we'll get role players as receivers and tight ends for the most part. I mean, you got role players around an incredible line and an incredible quarterback and a coordinator, a play caller that, I mean, if I don't say incredible, why wouldn't I? He's been very, very good. So things are great. There's no doubt. Like, things are great. Does it feel like there's any call for desperation if it doesn't go where it's supposed to go, doesn't fully finish off? You know, you might ask this question and say, all right, you know, just between you and me or at a bar, 1 year, No Super Bowl. Should they stick with it? Yeah. 2 years. Should they stick with it? Yeah. 5 years. Should they stick with it? You know, now you're at what? That's a long time. That's a long time. And it might not be bad process to stick with something that works and just think, you know, you've just had some rough luck, some rough injury luck. But it's one of my favorite things about this season is that the no one believes in us is kind of gone and we can get back to a high standard. And that's something that McDermott said when he sat with us at training camp that I loved. It's my favorite thing he said in a while is you can't just be the underdog all the time. Once you actually get good, you're good. And that's, of course, where the Bills are. 803-0550. If you're on hold, hang out. We'll get your calls on the other side. I don't know the overarching question here. It's, we good for a while, or is this thing on, you know, on the watch of or bust territory? If it doesn't look like a Super Bowl team, if it doesn't, if they don't get to the Super Bowl, it really has to be that. If they don't get to the Super Bowl, are you going to want to react to that? 803-0550. Jeremy and Joe out today. Just me and you and Owen and Josh here on WGR.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The numbers say he might be the best postseason quarterback ever. I told you, he has thrown 25 playoff touchdowns. There are a total of 21 quarterbacks who've thrown at least 20. He's the only one not to start a Super Bowl. In his four playoff runs that ended in losses to Kansas City, Allen has accounted for 28 touchdowns and one turnover. That is across 10 games in 424 passes and runs. His touchdown to interception ratio in the playoffs, by a wide margin, the best of all time. It's over 6-1. Mahomes is second at less than 5-1. In playoff history, teams that score at least 3 touchdowns with 0 turnovers are 140-19. Allen is the only quarterback to lose more than one of those games. He has lost 3 of them, all in the last 4 years, all against Kansas City.
Well, when you put it that way, good morning. Jeremy and Joe, no Joe today. Jeremy White with you on this Friday. Going to be hot today again. And weekend looking warm, nice. I think the temperatures next week start to get a little bit more handleable. Today, high of 87. Next week, into the upper 70s. But this weekend, 87 today, 88 tomorrow, 82 on Sunday. So, good morning. Jeremy and Joe talking a little football. Do you guys know where the interception was? Do you remember it? Allen's thrown his postseason interception in the last however many games or whatever. Like, do you remember any of his postseason mistakes?
I couldn't tell you that I could remember the specific interception or when it came, because I just the only games I think of for him as being poor performances playoff wise was that, like, Cincinnati, right?
Yeah, Cincinnati.
And
it's like the only one.
That's the one that sticks out. And so, if he threw an interception in whatever game, was it, like, there's got to be somewhere that came that it probably, if I'm not remembering it, I hope it didn't hurt them that bad.
Yeah. He's thrown a couple. He's thrown 4 postseason interceptions in his career.
Okay.
And sometimes, well, one against Kansas City in 2021, 2 against the Dolphins in the opening round game in 2023, and then one against Cincinnati. Cincinnati, that's the one I remember. And
that was the one that I was reaching for.
In part because, I mean, that time was 27-10. He throws that pick and then they kneel it down. So you almost want to say that one, not that it doesn't matter, but that interception certainly didn't hurt them. They're down 17 points. He throws an interception with a minute left.
Right.
So, you know, that game was, of course, not a very good game, but even the interception numbers, his 25 touchdowns to 4 interceptions in his postseason career, I don't remember either of the picks against the Dolphins. One of those might have been the defensive touchdown they scored. He gets hit, and maybe I thought it was a fumble return for a touchdown. Maybe it was a pick.
Maybe that's right.
Anyway, 803-0550. We're talking about, you know, the Bills and a joint practice coming up today. Kind of asking the question about, like, where you are with the operation right now. We're about to start another season, and are you a year-to-year fan? Like, all right, we'll see how this goes this year, and at the end of this year, I might want changes because the Bills have been as steady as any organization for a long time now here. Or are you just kind of like, I think the operation is good enough that just keep going. Keep doing what you're doing. You've been great for 4 or 5 years, and one of these times it's gonna push through. If I had to pick one of those two, I think I'm closer to the second, just because the idea of changes, I just don't know what those would be. I would have to see an idea for that first. And some of those ideas that you could have floated, those ideas have kind of gone away. Like, Sean Payton was a name I'd always mention. Like, it's got to be somebody that really, really rates to even imagine a conversation. So anyway, Alex in Grand Island. Hey, Alex, good morning. Hello, Alex.
Hey, what's up?
How are you?
Good, good. How you doing?
Good. You're on the air.
Awesome. I was kind of thinking about earlier the whole now or never thing. And you talked about the defense being a little bit different. It is like the team has shifted from having a team with a young, developing Josh Allen, which was exciting, high-flying, and a reliable defense, whereas now it's kind of the opposite. But now we got young defensive players. We're hoping to add juice. And Josh is as steadfast as you think he'll ever be.
Yeah. And on the defense, like, it's a good point that they have flipped in that way. You used to be so reliable defensively. And last year was a big dip for them, in pass defense especially, last year. And this, I keep mentioning, by the way, Alex mentioned that now or never thing. I watched a Brett Coleman hour and 20-minute YouTube podcast on the Bills, and you know, digging into some of their numbers, what they do well, where they could improve, all their signings and just whatever. Like a football guy I trust, and, you know, we talk to a lot of football people that we trust, like Joe Marino and Jerry O, and anyway, Brett Coleman. One thing he noted about last year's team, and this is not the kind of thing that I'm going to pick out just watching on television, and maybe it's hard to pick out on television, is he pointed out the number of times they ran certain coverages and how, in his eyes, he thought the Bills spent the entire year last year protecting their safeties, that they did not trust them the way that they trusted Poyer and Hyde. And that might not come as a huge surprise, but he kind of laid out the numbers of when they played cover four versus cover two versus blah, blah, and just look at what the Bills did last year. They changed the way they play defense because they didn't trust their safeties. And that's where Cole Bishop comes in. Like he's someone that didn't really contribute last year. He was hurt a bunch, growing pains, whatever you want to say. Like every time we get an update on any practice, whether it's watching at St. John Fisher or today, Sal's going to give us the breakdown, the rundown of how the joint practice with the Bears goes, and then the game on Sunday. I'm hoping to kind of just hear good things about the safeties, because I do think last year the safeties were a major problem, and it might be more than just whether or not the safety makes a play or misses a play. It's do the safeties allow the defensive minded coach with the defensive back's background to do the things he wants to do back there? Because you know, football's a game of you got a lot of things you want to do. What are the things you can do? And the Bills' defense last year had holes in the defensive line, holes in the secondary, and they hope to have plugged those. But they're counting on young players for that. And if they hit, well, then that'll be great. I mean, it's not nuts to suggest that young players could be what do it. Kansas City, when they traded Tyreek Hill and kind of shifted what they did, how'd they do it? They did it with young players on their defense. They had a great draft, got 3-4 starters out of a draft, and kind of rolled into a very, very good defense, much better than they had been. And it's very possible the Bills could do that as well. 803-0550 on McDermott's present, future. You know, those numbers from Mike Greenberg, it's look at all these numbers. Josh Allen's been amazing and somehow hasn't made a Super Bowl. And the obvious follow-up to something like that from Greenberg, who somebody sent that to me last night and said, how do you not talk about McDermott more often? I mean, we talk about it plenty. It's just a matter of, you know, will something ever change, or will the thing that changes be that they get the job done? Tim in Buffalo. Hey, Tim.
Hey, Jeremy. How you doing?
I'm good.
All right, so we're talking about James McDermott. I think it was 2 years ago. What were we, 6-6? Kind of on the brink of missing the playoffs. He was the main topic on being on the hot seat. Last year, that conversation kind of went away a little bit, you know? We went back to AFC Championship, obviously.
Yep.
So my point is, I say, or I think at least, is next year, or this year, you know, we don't make it to the AFC Championship, or at least the Super Bowl, obviously, he's going to definitely be on the hot seat. And I think the following year, if we don't make it again, the same, you know, same song and dance, round two or AFC Championship, no Super Bowl appearance. Do you think maybe that's when Joe Brady would step in for a head coaching position? Because there's talks about that too, obviously. Like, he's not going to be in Buffalo forever if he doesn't get, you know?
Yeah. I wonder about Brady. Thanks, Tim. I wonder about Brady if he's the next Ben Johnson. And by that I mean, he stays where he is a little longer until the right job comes. Right? Like Ben Johnson was the hot coaching candidate in football for a couple seasons. He was the offensive coordinator for the Lions for 3 years and the passing game coordinator for the Lions in 2021. But Ben Johnson took the job this year. He was very much thought to definitely going to take a job 2 years ago and didn't. And Brady, he got a couple of calls, right? An interview last year. I wonder if this upcoming season is the year that Brady gets a lot more of that and kind of decides for himself. Ben Johnson, his arc was, I'm waiting for the right job. He got, Chicago came open, and it's Caleb Williams and an offense that's looks ready-made for him. For Brady, you know, not all jobs are the same. What's the better job, the Charger job or the Saints job? You know, Herbert versus what? A retiring Derek Carr. What's the better job? If the Miami job comes available, is that a job that the hottest coordinator on the market's going to want? I mean, you just had an offensive mind. Mike McDaniel's there. Maybe they have a good season, maybe not. But he's a bright offensive mind and has had a very, very good record with Tua when Tua plays. Is the next coach going in there and going to hitch his wagon to a quarterback that misses time? And if he misses time, your offense isn't as good and you're going to pay for it with your own job? Like, not all jobs are the same. Obviously, I mean, you guys know that. And that's where, as much as I think we would all agree Brady is a great candidate to be a head coach and will be talked about a lot, I'm not going to treat it as a lock that he goes until we know what jobs are open. Like, who's the best quarterback whose coach gets fired this season? That's a good question, who that could be. The favorites for getting fired are Brian Daboll, and that's Jackson Dart. Like, are you signing up for Jackson Dart? If Jackson Dart does enough on tape to look good, I mean, Brian Daboll might keep his job. So you're a coach just kind of going into that mess? Maybe, maybe not. I'll have to think about that. Who's the best possible quarterback that could be waiting for a new head coach next year? I'll pull it up. Let me take a look at it and think about it through the break. 803-0550, if you're on hold, we'll get more of your calls in here. Also have news on a player the Bills, I think we can say, loved in the draft. He's on a team now, it appears, because he didn't get drafted. I'll tell you that story next here on WGR.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
So, one name from the draft I remember talking about quite a bit. There's a bunch of names. I like to pull up the Bill's top 30 visits, and Buffalo Rumblings has a piece up from April about all the players they met with. And there's one player they met with a lot who finally has a team. That's Isaiah Bond. So Isaiah Bond did not get drafted. There were some allegations that kind of took him off team draft boards. And, I mean, not exactly funny, but the Browns seem to just be fine with everything, right? Quinshon Judkins returns after charges against him had been dropped. And Isaiah Bond, so if you don't remember, he's the speedster receiver from Texas. And just to break down exactly how much the Bills talked to Bond through the process, again, he did not get drafted. And I don't know if they would have been keeping in touch with him through this process where he ultimately goes to the Browns. But they had a combine visit, a dinner, a pro day, a private workout as well with Bond. And it's something the Bills have looked at multiple off seasons, right? The speed receiver, the really fast guy, the stories that linked them to Worthy and that they liked Worthy last year. Bond would have been this year's fastest wide receiver. He's right up there with Maxwell Harrison in terms of speed. He goes to the Browns after not getting drafted. So always keeping an eye on that. I mean, you know me. I'm keeping an eye on the receiver prospects. The other guys they head in for visits, Torrey Horton, another guy. Like, you're seeing stuff from him in Seattle. Looks pretty good. Isaac Tesla in Detroit. Both those guys went a little bit before the Bills picked in their respective rounds. Running back, Jaden Blue, you know, safety. Like, I don't know. I just like to keep up on this. Like, Shamar Stewart in Cincinnati. Max Harrison, of course, is here as well. So is Dorian Strong. Trey Amos, you know, those visits that happened, and if it's 5 years from now, one of these guys becomes available, they can reach back on their experience, talking with him, meeting with him, talking with his family, whatever. Like, these draft visits, they end and the draft season ends, but, you know, the intel you get from it is not gone forever. Of course, TJ Sanders, Deion Walker, two guys that they did meet with and have in for top 30 visits are, of course, here on the team. So, you know, they value those visits. They drafted a bunch of guys they had for visits. And I was thinking about Isaiah Bond because he's on the Browns now. And that's a guy the Bills were flirting with, at least. They were interested. They wanted the intel. And, of course, he doesn't get drafted because of his legal issue, which has since been, I suppose, put aside. 803-0550, Howard Simon on the other side. Talk to him about his thoughts on the James Cook deal. Catch up with Howard. And also about Buffalo broadcasting legend Art Wander, who passed away yesterday. So wanted to pay tribute to Art and talk to Howard about him, get some stories if we could. So stay tuned. Howard Simon on Art Wander and the Bills as well on the other side here on WGR.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.